Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I know that you enjoyed that beautiful song by Leandra. Amen. We have to think about those words. We need the Lord so we don't keep hurting ourselves. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Taylor, CEO and Senior Pastor of the House of Prayer, located on the House of Prayer, pdx.org, right here in Portland, Oregon. We want to begin our thought from Psalm 77, verse 11 today. But first of all, we just want to say how good and how great God is. Hallelujah. My heart is a bit saddened today in that I lost one of my sickle cell clients, but I have to say he is no longer suffering. Hallelujah. But we want to pray for all of those that are suffering with sickle cell yet. And many have cancer and other conditions, but we are serving a God that hears and answers prayer. Hallelujah. He knows what's best for each and every one of us. Father, we thank you because you woke us up this morning with our mind stayed on you. You woke us up with the mind to gather ourselves together, to praise your name, to give you thanks, to lift you up. And Lord, we thank you for how that you have given man knowledge that we can even come together virtually and that we can reach out over the miles and into different cities, Lord, and spread your word. And we know that though we are miles apart, Lord, you're right in our midst. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a prayer answering God. And we ask, Lord, that you would comfort those that mourn today and remember the homeless, the hungry, the discouraged, for nothing is too hard for you. We thank you for each and every one, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice, whether they're in their car, on their bed of affliction, or wherever they are. Let us lift up holy hands and praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us by his blood. God bless you. Hallelujah. We pray in Jesus' name, for there is none other, El Shaddai, no other name. Amen. Given unto men, under heaven to men, whereby we must praise the Lord. There's all power in the name of the Lord, and beside him there is no other. In Psalm 77 today, hallelujah, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Think about it. David is saying, I won't forget. My fathers and forefathers have read the word to me again and again. I learned the Torah, that is the word, at a very young age. And I will remember. I won't forget where you brought me from. Hallelujah. We should never forget how the Lord has brought us over and what he's done for us down through the years. Even the past 2 years of this COVID, we used to sing a song, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And another verse says, how can I forget how you set me free? Hallelujah. We should never forget. Amen. I know that you've heard many times how that the Lord created the heaven and the earth. And yes, he did. Hallelujah. I know that they have told you that the earth was void and it was without form. Hallelujah. And void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. I know that they told you that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. And everything that is because he spoke it into existence by his word. Hallelujah. We have to hide the word deep within our hearts that we will not sin against him. Hallelujah. I know that they told you how, amen, that he created man and made the woman to be a helpmeet because everybody needs somebody. There are those that say, I'm tired. I don't want to be around nobody. I'm going to live by myself. I'm going to live in the woods. I'm going to live in the mountains. Hallelujah. But God has created us so that we need somebody. Hallelujah. But when you don't have anybody, hallelujah, there is a man called Jesus. Hallelujah. That's every place and everywhere at the same time to be by your side, to walk with you and to talk with you. Hallelujah, along the way. And I know that they told you, blessed, how blessed it is to worship him. How he even told them, hallelujah, he blessed them and he just told them, be fruitful and multiply. They didn't have much to do but keep the garden, hallelujah. Oh, and he filled the waters in the sea. Let the fowl multiply, hallelujah, and fly in the air. Think about it. And it wasn't anybody there but him and his word. The word said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the same in the beginning was God. All things was made by him, and without him there was nothing. Nothing made. Hallelujah. Oh, but think about it. That word, hallelujah, became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, hallelujah, as the only begotten of the Father, hallelujah. But it was God in the flesh, hallelujah, coming down to be an example, hallelujah, to set us free, to redeem us, because our brother Adam and our sister Eve had failed and failed God with disobedience and brought a curse on the land, hallelujah. But God put a plan in action, because he is a merciful God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we thank God that he loved us that much. Hallelujah. And I know you can say, I recall how Moses reminded the children not to forget. Hallelujah. As he said, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Hallelujah. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that today, Egypt is a type of sin. Hallelujah. And if you've been redeemed, if he brought you up out of Egypt land, the word say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. This is your opportunity to tell somebody what the Lord has done for thee. Deuteronomy 8:2, he said, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. They didn't have to, but their disobedience kept them in the wilderness. Hallelujah. He said, I did it to humble thee and to prove thee. Hallelujah. To know what was in thine heart. He knew. Hallelujah. Oh, but you know how we tell our children, you just go ahead. I'm just going to see. Hallelujah. We already know. Hallelujah. But we want them to know. Hallelujah. He said, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. He knew. Amen. And those that was going to be disobedient. Hallelujah. But still, he had a plan in action. He wanted us to look back and remember, hallelujah, where he brought us from. Hallelujah. He has to humble us sometimes. Hallelujah. Has he humbled you? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. So then, in Deuteronomy 8:3, look at this. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. You hadn't even heard about it. You didn't know what it was. Hallelujah. Neither did your forefathers know. They didn't even know. Hallelujah. He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He makes a way out of no way. There was no food. Hallelujah. And when the water was bitter, hallelujah, he gave Moses wisdom, hallelujah, how to throw the twig in there, and the waters were made sweet. God can do anything that you allow him to do, but most time you're so busy trying to do it and fix it yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, but God speaks to his people, reminding them of false gods and idols and worshipers, Baal and Nebo, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was the celebrated gods, hallelujah, Babylon. But remember, they were shamed. They had to bow down, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, to the Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. People making their own gods, setting them up on the coffee table, hallelujah, putting them in the backyards and setting them in the front yards, that they made that cannot answer prayer, that can neither hear, cannot feed them, cannot clothe them, cannot heal them, hallelujah. But it's just one God, the true and the living God, hallelujah. And you must call that name Jesus, hallelujah. So then, he wants you to remember what he's done for you. God was reminding Israel. Oh, yes, he was. How that Baal and Nebo couldn't do anything for the Babylon worshipers. There was none like God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. You want to remember that it was he that was walking beside you. He said, and beside him, there was no God. And there still isn't. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Oh, bless the name of the Lord. So people will remember what you used to be. People will remember what you used to do. People will remember how you used to look. Hallelujah. They will remember where you were brought up. Were you brought up in the projects? Hallelujah. Was it 12 of you in a two-room house? They remember all these things, whether you were tattered and torn and where you were splitting verbs and people said you was just like your daddy, wasn't going to be nothing, hallelujah, just like your mother. They remember if you've been incarcerated, hallelujah. They are remembering, hallelujah, how you used to be a prostitute and all the things that you used to do, that you were a thief and a liar. Yes, they remember. But I came to tell you today that God said he would put them in the sea of forgetfulness, hallelujah, and remember them no more. When he comes into your life, he washes you. He purges you. He sets your feet on the highway. Hallelujah. But you're not alone. Hallelujah. God says he'll put your sins in the sea of forgetfulness, but you just got to do what he said to you. You got to surrender, hallelujah, to him. You got to let go and let God. Hallelujah. Can we say amen? Oh, bless the Lord. Come on and praise him. It doesn't matter where you are. Just give him some praise. Just give him some thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. Thank him that you're not what you used to be. Although you might not be what you want to be. Hallelujah. Oh, just tell people God's not finished. Hallelujah. He's still working on me. Hallelujah. So David said in Psalms 143:5, I remember the days of old. I meditate all the day, hallelujah, about your works. I muse at the work of your hands, hallelujah. There are things, hallelujah, that nobody knows but you. And he brought you out and nobody knows where he brought you out from. Hallelujah. Maybe it was a car wreck. Hallelujah. Maybe it was a gun pointed at your head. Maybe it was an illness. Hallelujah. But you must remember that God spoke a word. God spoke life. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. He knows how many hairs is on your head. He knows how many grains of sand there are. Hallelujah. Our God sees and knows all things. Hallelujah. But he wants you to remember what he's done. Hallelujah. How good and how great he is. And sometimes, you know, you get in a strait and you got to encourage yourself. David encouraged himself. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. How can you forget, huh? Hallelujah, what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. When he's blessing you to wake up every day, when he's blessing you to get up and make your own bed, when he's blessing you to be able to walk and to talk. Hallelujah. When he's blessing you to be able to think for yourself, when he's blessing you with food on your table and clothes on your back. Some place to lay your head while others are sleeping under a bush. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Oh, can I get a witness today? My mind goes back to the witness. Name. Hallelujah. Santa Shabbosata. Her son, amen, was dead and the funeral was on. They were marching, hallelujah, with the body in the casket. But the word of God tells me that the Lord saw her and had compassion on her. Can we say amen? He just touched the briar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, look at here. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. Hallelujah. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. There came fear on everybody. They glorified God and saying that there was a great prophet that was risen up among them. They had the Lord walking amongst them, and they didn't know who he was. Hallelujah. People don't even know that the Lord is in their midst. Hallelujah. They failed to give him the glory, and they failed to give him the praise. Somebody said, call him up. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah. You just as God told Walter Shama, you got to call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, give him some praise. You know, my mind goes back. Hallelujah. When we sing that song about call on Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there was a storm out on the sea. The boat was in the storm. And the disciples, amen, was in this boat. And Jesus was walking on the water. He would have passed them by. But, hallelujah. We hear a man of God crying out and said, if that be you, call me, bid me to come. And the Lord just said, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But look at here. He cried out. And here's the thing, that sometimes you know you in a boat that's rocking. You know that the boat is about to sink. But you won't even cry out and say, Lord, help me. It's me, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. Oh, but he cried out. Hallelujah. And the thing about it, he was close enough, amen, that the Lord could just lift him out of the water. My thing is, are you walking close to God? Hallelujah, that he can just reach out and lift you up when you begin to sink. Hallelujah, your boat is sinking slowly. You're going through some things, but sometimes God leaves you in the boat because he's trying to get something out of you. That's why Israel had to walk, hallelujah, for 40 years because they had too much pride. They had too much rebelliousness, and God had to get something out of them. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to tell somebody. Hallelujah. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah. We sing that song. And I think as young people, they just sing songs because the beat is good and the music is good. Hallelujah. But they don't really realize what it is that they're saying. Hallelujah. But I came to tell you today, we need to tell somebody Jesus is on the main line. Hallelujah. Ain't no cats on the line. It's no busy signal. Hallelujah. You can dial him. Hallelujah. And he will answer prayer. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. You know, my mind goes back when Martha was saying to the Lord, you know, when Lazarus died and they had told him about Lazarus being sick. Hallelujah. But he still had work to do where he was. And by the time he got where Mary and Martha was, Lazarus had been buried for about 3 days. Hallelujah. And Martha was quick to say, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. And I know, amen, that it cut the Lord. Hallelujah. Deep down within. Hallelujah. And I know that he loved Lazarus. And I know that he loves us too. And I know that he wept and he weeps for us sometime. But all he had to do was say, Lazarus, come forth. He comforted her heart and said, thy brother shall rise again. Hallelujah. But sometime when God is speaking, it seemed like you can't really hear because you're looking at the thing that you're going through. Hallelujah. But when God, hallelujah, through his son said, come forth, Lazarus had to come forth. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. You can say, I remember what you did for others when you're in a boat. Hallelujah. That seems to be sinking. And you can say, I know what you did. Hallelujah for my brother, and I know you're a God that changes not. and I know you'll do it for me. Hallelujah. Now you can say, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over some of the things that you come through. Hallelujah. You can't even explain. You can't even explain the miracles that happened with a phone call, with a knock at the door, how your life changed. Hallelujah. With just that letter that came in the mail, because God has set miracles in your path. Hallelujah. And sometimes when you by yourself and you say, when it seems so hard and I'm going up this rugged mountain and I'm tattered and I'm torn, and when I need somebody, it's the Lord, you let me go through at a time I really needed somebody. Hallelujah. And the Lord just let you know, hallelujah, when you got too much weight, it's hard to climb. Hallelujah. Everybody's not trying to go where you're trying to go. Hallelujah. Everybody doesn't have the vision that you have. Hallelujah. And sometimes you have to leave them at the foot of the mountain, and God gives them a new course. Huh? They can only help you and bring you just so far, because at the top of the mountain, he's got a blessing for you. And that's when the enemy gets busy. Hallelujah. He's trying to distort your vision and tell you that there's no one that cares for you. Hallelujah. He's trying to isolate you from everybody, that he can work on your mind and send you into a gulf of depression, where the enemy is waiting to tell you, hallelujah, you don't need to even try to fight no more. He's got his brothers, his suicide brothers, waiting there to take charge. But thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. He can't cross the blood. Look back and say, I remember where you brought me from. I don't have to worry about the Iceman coming and rubbing on rub boards. I can push a button and wash my clothes. I don't have to come in the back door no more. I don't have to sit on the back of the bus anymore. I don't have to pick beans and berries so I can have school clothes, because you put clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. I don't have to worry about working for somebody the rest of my life, because you made it possible that I can have people working for me. Yes, Lord, I can look back. I remember where you brought me from. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. Hallelujah. And I tell you today, I just stopped by to tell everybody about somebody that can help everybody. Hallelujah. My God is good. My God, hallelujah, will give you joy. Hallelujah. In the midst of hallelujah of sorrow, he can turn it to joy. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. You just got to remember the word. You got to remember to hide it in your heart, that you won't sin. Hallelujah, because the enemy is always waiting there. But you got to cry out, hallelujah, and say, Lord, it's me. I'm standing here. I need your help. I need you to encourage me. Send somebody. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself. Just say, self, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. And we want to praise him with all of our breath, with all of our strength, with all of our might. We want to lift up our voice and praise the Lord. We want to tell somebody that God is good. We want to let everybody know that God is a helper. Hallelujah. Very present help in the time of trouble. He'll be there before you call. And he will bless you with the desires of your heart. But I stand to tell you that sometimes, amen, you got to let some people go. Everybody grinning in your face don't mean good to you. Laying in your bosom waiting to cut your throat. Hallelujah. Trying to choke off your blessings. And when you're called and when you're chosen, you can't do the things other people do. Hallelujah. It won't work for you, honey. So I'm telling you right now, hide the word. Let it take charge. Let it root. Let it grow. Let it multiply. Hallelujah. That you can be who you're supposed to be in the Lord. God bless you. And I just hope you got something out of the word of God today. Hallelujah. Amen. That subject again. I remember. Do you remember? Hallelujah. How many times God has spared your life? Hallelujah. How many times you have prayed and God has answered your prayer? He's kept you for a reason. You're not like other people. You can't do everything everybody else does. It won't work for you. Hallelujah. And sometimes that means letting go of different ones. Hallelujah. God will move them out of your life if he's charged you with a charge. Hallelujah. So you need to seek God's face and say, Lord, you spared my life. What is it that you would have me to do? Hallelujah. I want to be all that I can be in you. I want to walk like you want me to walk. And I want to talk like you want me to talk. Hallelujah. I want to go to the places that you want me to go. And I'm willing to be different. Hallelujah. I'm willing, amen, to walk alone because I know, Lord, that you are walking beside me. Order my steps. Hallelujah. We sing that song, but we want the Lord to order our steps. Amen. God is so good. God loves you, and I love you. Hallelujah.